I very much missed you last weekend, but everybody seemed to enjoy Father Ken. But it's good to be back with you. I had the opportunity to journey to the D.C. area where about four of my college friends that I was in a fraternity with live in various places. And I'm a godfather for three different children in three different families. And so it's nice to go out there every couple of years and see the kids and see how they're growing, and makes you feel very old. And two of these guys are lawyers. God help them in their judgment. And they work for the government. God help them doubly. And they work for HHS, the Health and Human Services Division of the government. And fortunately, they're able to work on projects with Medicare and Medicaid, and nothing that violates their conscience. But having we talked a lot about their experience with the government and working for the government. And something really striking happened. One of them said that they fully expect the United States to fall apart as a country in the next 100 years. And I heard that, and it just kind of shocked me. I think that could happen. I think that's why it shocked me so much, is that it kind of brought into words the reality of where our country is headed. As kind of a contrast, just this past week, our president journeyed to the Middle East. And in the Middle East, you have, especially in the area of Israel, where we call the promised land or God's country, you have this infighting over various parts of it. You may even heard that a rocket was fired, not at the president, but while he was over there, they were still at war. And what's kind of interesting to me is for almost 3,500 years, people have been struggling over this one little itty-bitty piece of land in the Middle East. And you think they would have given up after a couple hundred years, or they would have grown tired. But they remain really staunch, really set in their ways, and they believe that, their country over there is divinely ordained and should be there. And I look at those two experiences. The United States has been around for, 250 years, and yet is falling apart. And then you have the Israelites, the Jewish people, the Christians and the Muslims over there, who for thousands of years have believed that their country is God-given. And what is the key difference? One has abandoned the God who gave them their country, whereas one has remained faithful. You see, over in the Middle East, especially for the Jewish people, they had a history of being conquered over and over from every side. Countries would come in and conquer them. And what was so abhorrent to them about this is that God had promised them that they would have a promised land, a place flowing with milk and honey, that they would reign, that they would beat down all their enemies. And so they're thinking, well, what gives, God? You promised us this, and yet we keep getting conquered by everyone around us. An analogy of this is if, for instance, us as Kansans were constantly conquered for centuries by the states around us, the Nebraskans decided to come in and say, you must uproot all your wheat fields and plant corn. And yet, secretly, we would keep wheat fields going as a way of saying, throw it in the face of those corn huskers, right? Or Colorado comes in and says, well, you must uproot your wheat fields and start planting, marijuana for us, right? Or Oklahoma comes in and says, you know what? You must tear up all that dirt. It's not red enough, and must import dirt from our country and grow crops for us. And round for centuries and centuries, the Jewish people experience this conquering and this force of other religion when yet they know in the back of their mind they've been given a promise from God that this shouldn't be so. And it is, this is exactly why they greet Jesus, who is the Messiah and the coming King, the one who's going to kick out. He's going to be the end-all be-all and get rid of this cycle of conquering and destruction and forced religion. He's going to be the King who finally restores the kingdom that God promised. And so they greet him with these palms, a native plant in their area, as if the Cornhuskers come into Kansas, make us uproot our wheat fields, make us plant corn, and yet when the King comes to finally restore the glory of Kansas, we secretly get out those wheat stalks, and not only because they are a sign of Kansas, but we are so proud of our Shockers. We start waving our wheat in the air as Jesus comes into Wichita as a sign of we are proud. We are proud of our state, we are proud of our religion, and we are proud of our King. Our state, our religion, and our King. And so as you take those palms home today, I hope you won't just put them up behind something and forget about them, but each time you look at it, to wonder to yourself, am I proud of my nation, my state, my country? Am I proud of my religion, my faith? Am I proud of my King? Many of us have taken our country for granted. Those of us, myself included, who have not fought for the freedom which we enjoy, have enjoyed the freedom to worship in the faith of our choosing, and now we are starting to experience some persecution of that. Will we step up for the ideals on which this country was founded, one nation under God? Will we pray for our country every day? Will we not demonize our president, but pray for him? Are you proud of your faith? Enough that you'll talk about it in the workplace. That when you go through the grocery line at Dillon's, you say, God bless you, to the cashier. That you're willing to wear it out here and not just inside. Are you proud of your King? And really willing to let him be King? Because a king is sovereign, meaning he has dominion over everything. And yet, we tend to give Jesus kingship for 1 hour on Sunday. Do you give him kingship over your finances? Over your marital intimacy? Over your time? Today, as you walk away with these palm branches, honor your country. Honor your faith. Honor your King.